You're listening to an exclusive soundbite series brought to you by Wired for Wonder, a proud innovation by CommBank and The Moment HQ. Prepare yourself as we take you on a mini journey to reignite your curiosity, foster wonderment, and send creativity bustling through your veins.
Hello and welcome to the Wired for Wonder and The Moment HQ soundbite series. I'm your host, Monica Cade. Joining me today is Dr. Jordan Nguyen. He is on a mission to improve the lives of as many people as possible by reimagining and redefining the boundaries between human and technological evolution. Jordan is at the forefront of bringing about positive, sustainable, and life-altering change. If you missed him at Wired for Wonder, please welcome him now. Hey, Jordan, how are you going?
Good, Monica. How are you?
Good, thank you. So tell me about this feeling that drives you to do what you do.
This feeling, so it's something that's sustainable, and I guess you need that whenever you've got some sort of inspiration to take on really big aspirations in your life. And for me, it's something that is driven by people, and it's the people I meet is something that has been over time just constantly growing and growing with its the types of inspiration that I get. So I find that designing technologies and seeing how they can potentially have a positive impact on someone's life, it's something that's been driving me for a very long time, and it just always seems to grow as well. And I think that's very different to any of the things that I was excited about working on in the past, where you'd have this initial excitement and then over time you'd get excited by something else and, you know, your motivation would die out. And I think this is something important to find what inspires you and drives you sort of long term.
That's so true. It's so many situations sometimes, like we act on things and they're not necessarily true for us. It's more that they seem like a good idea and they seem good to our head, but the moment we jump in, like, that's when the, you know, drive for it starts to wear off. So yeah, you're right, when you find something that where that inspiration just keeps firing, that's a good sign.
Yeah, I think you really need that too, because I don't think there's a single job out there that's easy. I don't think there's a single project that just goes completely smoothly from start to finish. I think it's really, you've got to have that inspiration, because that's what drives you to get all the way through various projects, no matter what they are, because you're always going to find problems on the way that need solving. So I find that, yeah, being excited by the prospect of problem solving itself is pretty cool too.
I like what you said about how every job will, you know, have those moments where there are challenges, because it's so funny. We can look at another person's career path and think, oh, wow, their job looks so cool and I wish I could do that. And you compare it to your own, where there are aspects of it where you're like, oh, there's this part of my career I really don't like. But yet we don't see that. And you're right, every single job has that. It's just when you're looking at someone else's, you don't get to see those bits.
Absolutely. I think, you know, if you look at friends on Facebook and you look at social media and you sort of look at this persona that people have put out there, I think it's very important to be quite real about the persona you throw out there, which is why I thought no matter what happens with the media, I always want to be myself. Otherwise, I'm trying to catch, you know, chase this this persona that I put out there. And I've realized that in others as well. I used to think that, you know, what would one of the best jobs in the world be? Something like Getaway. I watched that when I was younger and just think, yeah, God, they've got the best job. You know, getting to travel for being on TV, getting to express, you know, what they're feeling at each of these locations. And then, yeah, you know, getting paid for it. So that sort of seems like a dream job. And after getting to TV myself, I realized, you know what, it probably wasn't everything it was cut out to be. You know, they got to get into a location. Oh, I shouldn't use specifics there. But generally, yeah, generally TV shows like that, you know, they're on someone else's budget. So they've got to get in, film the shots, get out, move somewhere else. And I've had a bit of that myself. It's, you know, sometimes getting to a really nice location where you get in there, you get the shots you need, and then you get out and you sort of go, I really just want to sit around and just sort of soak it all in, but it sometimes doesn't happen. So I realized that yeah, it doesn't matter what sort of work it is. You know, some people, especially professionals, make their jobs look easy. When we observe them, we go, wow, I could do that, it seems really easy. We do the same thing for sporting heroes. We do the same thing for you know, actors on films. Every job is tough. It doesn't matter what job it is. Everyone I've met has come across their own challenges day to day, and I think it's finding that joy in what you do is so important.
How do you navigate through the challenging times in your job?
I learn to enjoy them as well. And, you know, it's not like I'm in this constant state of being excited, which is kind of funny because a lot of people say that, you know, they're like, oh, it's so exciting. You know, your life is so exciting. I'm going, it's also real. It's also real. You know, I come up with big ideas for big projects, and we have very short amounts of time to get them done. And sometimes we all sort of feel that, but at the same time, it's finding out what really is motivating those projects, and it's usually the cause of the project, what we're doing, what the vision is for it. And that helps you get through the tough times because, especially in technology creation, there's many times that we come across where things aren't working. We have no idea what we're supposed to do. We don't know how to get around a problem, and so we have to find ways to problem solve. But if you can find a way to – I don't know how to find another word for this. It's kind of like really feeling it, really in some way enjoying the downtimes as well, the parts where you realize things are getting really tough, but if you get through it, you're going to be built back stronger. Mm. And I think that's very important. That goes for many aspects of our lives. You know, you go through any sort of adversity and you build yourself up stronger. You build up more resilience. And resilience doesn't mean not feeling it, like being bulletproof. Mm. Resilience means really feeling those downtimes and working through them, learning something from it, and taking that experience with you into the future.
I think that you've said that so perfectly, because so often we do feel like being resilient must mean, you know, you are bulletproof and you can do it all on your own and you just get through it and pull your socks up and march into the storm ahead of you. But like reality is like, no, that's not being resilient at all. So yeah, it's a nice reminder. No,
exactly.
Yeah.
I just think that's a very important one. I've seen it before where sometimes it's just somewhat misrepresented. And I think that's very important to know, is that those who are resilient also, you know, curl up into a ball and cry sometimes too.
Yeah.
You know, we all feel those moments, and that's part of being human. So it's learning to embrace it. You know, if you try and tuck it away, then it's just going to come out later on anyway. So it's letting yourself go through those emotions, feeling it in the moment, and then moving on with the task at hand. But if you sort of keep hiding it and keep pushing it down deep inside you, then basically you end up bringing it all out at some point, and that's not very good either. So it's worth working through.
Absolutely. That's some very good advice for everyone to tuck away in their pocket. A little tip to use for future. Now tell me, what did you love about Wired for Wonder?
I always love Wired for Wonder. It's out of every event that I go to, honestly, I think I've been to a lot of amazing events. It's obviously one of my jobs which I can't believe is a job. I pinch myself every day to know that I can go from event to event and impart the knowledge that I've got, share things with the audience, learn from the audience, and that's a very important thing. I don't just get up and speak. I get to learn from the people I meet and draw new links across the world. And basically every time I go to an event, I kind of compare it. It's always on a scale of one to Wired for Wonder.
That's hilarious. I
haven't been to a better event. And it's because, partly it's because the brief of mm-hmm. Wired, it's the brief of it is basically, you know, it's awe-inspiring, it's eye-opening, and we've got to expand the minds of our audience. And as a speaker, we get to really get creative, and I find that everyone gets on board with it. I'll come up with some really wacky new ideas and send it their way, and then they just get on board with it, which is amazing. I say, okay, we're, you know, CEO saying, okay, we're going to hack the stage. Can you send us the stage plans, where all the lights are, what types of lights they are, how they operate? Because I want to design a program in the virtual world that's going to hack into the stage, and so I'll be able to take control of the lights. And they just go, yeah, all right, let's make that happen. They're very open-minded, and that's what I love about it. So Wired for Wonder, as a speaker and an audience member, because the speakers tend to go into all the other talks as well, we come out different people as well. And it's that magical thing that doesn't have a measure, which we've already mentioned a few times, and that's inspiration. Mm. When you find yourself inspired, when you find yourself uplifted and your mind has been opened and your perspective has been shifted, your reality changes, because we shape our reality.
Mm.
So as we go out into the real world after it, we sometimes take these new lessons that we've had, this new mindset that we've got, and we apply it into our day-to-day life. And that's what I want a lot more people to do who attend Wired for Wonder. And it's just one of those events. You can go there, have your eyes open to the possibilities, have your mind expanded, have your perspective shifted, and you just go out with a whole new outlook on life. And if you really take it all in, and that's both the audience and the speakers. It happens to everyone who gets involved in the circle of Wired for Wonder.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And if anyone listening would like to check out Jordan's hacking on the stage, you can check out the Wired for Wonder YouTube channel and just Google Jordan and you will see it there. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Jordan.
No worries. No worries, Monica. Thanks for having me.
Take care.